Today is the last day of this month that we'll be praying for your city. So this is part three. We hope you continue to lift it up in prayer whenever you encounter a concern for it, or for your county, for the state, or for the country. You will be part of the catalyst that brings transformation and reformation to your community divinely. You know, just one pebble makes a ripple effect. We pray for a release, Father God, of the spirit of divine love, forgiveness, humility, grace, and repentance over this county and throughout this city, according to John 3:16 and 17. We pray for angelic assistance and intervention to be released to dismantle demonic thrones, ungodly rulers, principalities, and powers, and ungodly structures, authority structures. We pray for all demonic spirits are bound in the name and authority of Jesus Christ, and we render them paralyzed, impotent, and powerless, sent back to the abyss now. We pray for a supernatural release of miracles, signs, and wonders by the work of the Holy Spirit, according to Mark 16, 17, and 18. And this week, there was a living proof crusade in San Bernardino City that brought over 500 ministers from across the country and brought in many, many people to receive a touch from God, to hear the gospel, and to have their lives transformed by the power, that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. We thank you that they chose this county as a place to begin a revival. And for the other ones that are happening in our state and county and cities, we continue to pray, God, there'll be an outpouring. We pray for release of creative solutions for entrepreneurs and strategies for businesses to prosper, to come forth. According to Proverbs 8:12, we pray for a release of supernatural wisdom and understanding to provide insight and foresight to God's people. We pray for the release of the spirit of adoption and regeneration and renewal in the minds and hearts of the citizens of this county, that people will walk in the identity as sons and daughters of the Most High, according to Romans 8:15. We pray for a release of the breath of God to bring revival from the north, south, east, and west, that the winds of the Holy Spirit will blow even on the valley of dry bones, bringing renewal, restoration, transformation, according to Ezekiel 36 and 37. We pray for these things in the name and authority of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, that as we do, you cause them to be established so that light will shine upon our ways. And we thank you, Father God, that yours is the kingdom. This is your land. Yours is the glory. Yours is the power. Yours is the victory. Yours is the majesty. And we adore you and bless you. And we thank you for the opportunity to pray to you and seek the welfare of our community on its behalf. To you, the maker of our land. In Jesus' name.